Blog Talk Radio.
Now switch and use the other one.
Does it start?
Yeah, no, we're on.
Oh.
We're getting there. Well, I haven't introduced it, so we're not quite there. Show will be starting momentarily, folks. We have an issue with the cans.
Okay, my cans are all set.
That's earbuds. Headphones, if you will.
A little baggy or something, I can't find.
And I'm just finishing up a couple things. We'll get the show rolling in a second. I see Casey is in the chat room.
Whoop.
That's Larcher there.
Yeah, my pain.
Giving you his Skype shout out. There's the Blog Talk gal. She's coming back.
The music stopped.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show.
Hello?
We're live and on the air, Al Larcher.
Oh, hello.
I'm going to hand it over to my friend, the man, the myth, the legendary, Alfred Ferdinand Larcher, the 30th.
You know, we've blown just about every other portion of this show at some point or another. Why not screw up the opening?
I don't think it's as bad as you feel.
You know, I had something and now I don't have it. Now I'm frustrated.
That's all right. That happens to the best of us, my friend.
But I have cleared out all my pockets. Which is a nice feeling because I have a lot of pockets. I'm a pocket person. I enjoy pockets. So I got like a vest on with pockets. I got pant pockets. I don't know what this has to do with sports, but you know what? Who the hell wants to talk about it when you have a team like the Chicago Bears falling apart at the seams?
Tonight's show is brought to you by Trader Todd's Rockin' Holiday Lights Tours. Strap on your surge protector and hop on board the High Wattage Holiday Lights Tour.
Wattage.
Everyone is buzzing about. On the tour, there'll be Christmas trivia, mobile Merry Oaky, complimentary hot cocoa and cookies. You can see the zoo lights, Daily Plaza, the Magnificent Mile, and more. Plus, included with your ticket, a post-tour beverage. Call Sarah or Virginia today at 773-348-3250 to book now. 773-348-3250.
And who's doing those tours?
I'm leading those tours.
You are. You're giving the tours.
Yeah, I'm the tour guy down there.
Of all of Chicagoland. And tell me something about Chicago I don't know.
Let's see. Let's start with that. When did the Field Museum move to its current location?
I didn't even know it moved. I would say 1943 on the money.
1921. Not bad. Not bad. Not a bad ballpark.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey now, where was the Field Museum?
Originally down in Jackson Park, you know, where the Museum of Science and Industry is?
Yeah.
It opened under the name the Columbian Museum of Natural History for the Columbian Exposition World's Fair of 1893. Changed its name in 1905. That does have to deal with Marshall Field of the famed Marshall Field's department store.
Who, you know who's buried in the cemetery across the street from where I work?
Marshall Field.
Roebuck.
Oh.
Yeah, the other
guy. Oh, wow, the guy.
Upstairs
Roebuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what happened to Roebuck, but he has a very modest headstone.
Fair enough. Jesus, brother.
It's a Mason cemetery.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're a Chicago sports show, and things are rough right now in the old windy city, the city of wind. As we welcome 70-degree days, we also welcome horrible, pitiful losses from our sports teams. We have a team that runs out of gas like that. It doesn't have much of a bench in the Chicago Bulls. And, yeah, definitely. And I thought I had something, but I don't. And we have this Chicago Bears team. By God, the Pelicans going to beat them.
The Pelicans.
The Pelicans. The Utah Pelicans going to be these guys.
The New Orleans Pelicans. I believe you're speaking of the big story today coming out of New Orleans. The big story coming out of there.
They have another hurricane?
No. The team
another levee
name,
break?
It looks like it's changing to the New Orleans Pelicans. And then the name the Hornets will be up in the air. Maybe Charlotte. There's talk of Charlotte being able to take it back for the Charlotte Hornets.
They need to take it back.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the New Orleans Pelicans. Let's just talk about bad sports names. Any sport, feel free to call in. Bad sports team names. It could be minor league, professional sports league. What is the worst that you consider out of all of professional sports? Maybe even college sports. We'll throw that in there. That's fine as well. But call in with your answer right here at 347-945-6131. 347-945-6131. And again, the topic right now for that would be bad sports team names. Or we'll go ahead and throw in there as well. If you could rename your favorite team right now, if you were forced into renaming your favorite team, you had to choose a different name,
mm-hmm.
and you had to give it a bad name, what would be a bad name for your own sports team as well? Al, what do you think?
Well, I've always wanted to have the Chicago Law. You know, we'd have some baby blue uniforms.
All right.
We'd go out, we'd have a billy club on the side of our helmets with the skyline sticking out of it.
So it's like the old-timey Chicago Police Department.
Oh, yeah. We're talking, you know, 50s. We're talking beat up people who don't belong. We'd be kicking the long-haired's ass and knocking them down Michigan Avenue. And by the way, the Magnificent Mile's not magnificent unless you're driving down it, buddy.
All right. Fair enough. I personally... I think some of the strangest name, the New Orleans Pelicans, that'd be wild.
I don't think it's that bad.
Well, how about the fact that the Jazz moved to Utah?
That's bad.
Yeah.
Jazz isn't even allowed in Utah. I don't know if you know it.
I've heard
that. The Mormons are strictly against Jazz. If you play any Jazz, they will come to your house and they will convert you.
Really?
It's true.
Wow.
It's true.
You would have thought they would have converted the entire team and management and stuff when they moved there then.
Yeah, I met some Mormons at Burning Man and... Like, we had a total like, convo about jazz music. Yeah, it was a great time. Mm. I highly recommend it to anybody who wants to get loose, baby. Yeah, I don't think the Pelicans are that bad of a name. If I had to guess bad sports names, let's start in the NFL. The Packers are pretty bad.
Yeah, oh, that's terrible.
You know, because you know how they got their name.
No, how did they get the name?
Well, back in the day, you remember Linda Lombardi?
Vince Lombardi?
Yeah, Vince Lombardi.
Right.
He owned the Packers.
All right.
And he had to come up with a name for the team. And you know, he was like he asked his wife because he was a very I believe they call it a cuckold. Yeah, he was in some weird relationship with his wife, and she was actually in charge. And one day he goes, "Honey, what are we doing here? Or what are you doing?" And she was packing for their vacation, and then he called them the Packers.
You made that up?
No, this is extensive research from the Larcher Institute of Knowledge.
All right.
Do you have any bad teams? Is there any team name you're not fond of?
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, I like the Lakers.
Yeah, if they were somewhere near the lakes.
I know.
The Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, because they were originally from Minneapolis.
Yeah, there you go. That's
wow.
A good call, Minneapolis.
Hey,
yeah.
I think I heard you talking about it earlier.
And they were known as the Minneapolis Lakers there, yeah.
You mean they weren't the Los Angeles Lakers when they were in Minneapolis?
No, I didn't know.
No,
then they were known as the Minneapolis Lakers at that time. Yeah.
I watched a lot of Fargo.
Fargo?
Yeah.
North Dakota?
Was it North Dakota?
Isn't Fargo in North Dakota?
I don't know. Let's talk about the Bears. You know what? Let's stop
I'm trying to get around the bush.
You're beating around the bush because you don't want me to get all upset right at the beginning of the show. And by the way, 9 o'clock, we have our UFC experts calling in with his predictions. Okay, so anyways, what the hell was I? I'm lost right now. Oh, by the way, here, before I get into the Bears, let me explain what's going on. I was at work, I stepped on the ground a little funny, and me being a large man, I screwed my foot up, and now I'm on a bunch of painkillers, and I've been drinking.
Yeah, you seemed out of it a little bit, Al.
Yeah, I'm a little toasty.
Just, I mean, you're missing things in your pockets. You've misplaced things.
I did.
Whatever happened to the vest that you wore? That would come in handy right now. No.
The tactical vest?
Yeah, the tactical vest.
It was pinching a nerve in my shoulder.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was a little heavy.
Just take a few things out?
No.
Carry lighter things?
No. If I'm coming prepared. I'm becoming Big Al Boy Scout prepared.
So you'd rather be not prepared at all than just partially prepared?
Exactly. Like the Chicago Bears. If you can't go fully into it, you go halfway. You don't come prepared and you lose.
I agree.
You know?
I do know. Let's talk about it. I thought we had the victory the entire time.
I didn't.
I thought we had it. We had it under control. A few things stalled the offense. The offense really seemed to stall after that Bennett drop.
Yeah.
That sure touchdown.
Oh, my God.
Man, that hurt, didn't it?
Could it have hit you any more in your hands?
Yeah. How about going for it on that 4th and 1?
I don't disagree with it. I disagree with the play call.
You're in range. You got Robbie. They could have gone up. It would have been 10-0.
It would have been 10-0.
10-0.
You have momentum.
Yeah.
You kick off. You let your defense play defense. Yeah, I guess. And Lovey is such a pansy 90% of the time. This guy's out. And by the way, fire Lovey Smith. We'll get to that. Believe me. We're not beating around that bush. We're beating that bush today. We're beating it hard.
Oh, yeah, we are. Go ahead.
No, please.
No, I was just going to say, the 4th and 1, you want to put the points on the board. That's what you want to do. That's what I mean, 10 points, as you said, you have the momentum. Trust that defense. Here's my thing about our defense. You mentioned it last week. I remember, I'm pretty sure the words out of your mouth were something similar to, you know, the whole first part of the season, they weren't showing the age like we thought they would, and now, all of a sudden, it's there.
They look old.
The age is, they look real old.
Yeah.
I mean, they went from, you know, almost looking like they were closer to their prime.
Right.
To now looking like the whole defense is just
yeah
mailing it in. And here's my biggest issue. About 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left in the game. We have the 4-point lead. We're at our own 48, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Third and 12 comes up.
Your team
third
built
and 12
around
comes
defense.
Up. And yeah, in Lovey's game, and it always has been, and Tice did the same thing here this week, ran the ball, you know, and then went for the punt to pinch him down
mm-hmm.
and trust in the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the philosophy. That's mm-hmm. always been Lovey's thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did exactly the game plan. This was exactly a Bears game. This is a game the team is built around. You get the lead, you control the fourth quarter, you run the clock out, you win the game because you're going to stop them. You've been stopping them all game. You're going to stop them the hardest in the fourth quarter. They're not going to score. You're going to win. I feel like I'm rambling like John.
Caller,
Madden
we'll
right
get
now.
To you shortly, I promise. Yeah, no, definitely. My last point on it was that you can't trust in that defense there at the end of the game when they've been on the field that long. 98 yards is like nothing when you have that rookie quarterback back there just running circles around him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you go into overtime, and you don't call a timeout.
Yeah.
You don't give the defense a break. They were clearly winded.
Yeah, there was a third down where I thought the defense could have really used a timeout to kind of, you know, regroup. Now, Urlacher, maybe we'll get to that later. You want to take a caller?
Yeah, let's take a caller.
All right, we got a caller at the 952. Caller from the 952 area code. How you doing tonight?
Gentlemen from the great state of Minnesota to the city of organized crime. This is the Cowboy Radio Show. How you doing?
There he is.
How you guys doing, man? It's up real quick, and you guys, I'm going to tell you right now, man. My Washington Redskins RG3, man, I tell you guys right now, I'll be crystal clear. It's a chandelier, man. I want to be seamless as a blue dress. Steaming on blue dress, man. You Bears, man, you better win, for Christ's sake, man, because I tell you what, I did not have sexual relations with anybody in the Chicago area, and you better come in the great state of Minnesota and kick some ass, or tight ass Tice is fired, man. Yahoo.
Well, Bubba.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're doing all right, man. Listen, you know, you're talking RG3. He's phenomenal.
I got to tell you about RG3. He plays like he's 6'4". If you think of him between him and the convicted felon, the City of Brotherly Shove, when you see RG3 run, he looks downfield. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then runs. The felon go 1, 2, and run, and that's why his career is done, and the City of Brotherly Shove paid off all their debts for the felon, and why the Eagles... If you looked at that game against my beloved Cowboys, Nancy and Worcester Boy, when they showed Imbecile up on the hill, Jones, he wanted to, Jerry wanted to kiss someone, Larry wanted to kill someone. But yeah. If you look at RG3, as long as he stays healthy, my Cowboys are going to have fits against RG3 because Nancy Boy is not the answer for my beloved Cowboys. So, but crybaby in the city of organized crime, tight ass Tice, got to call a good game against the Vikings, go downfield, and you got to blitz ponder me this, ponder that, or unfortunately, my spent contest of the week is the Vikings over your Chicago Bears. Hope I'm wrong.
You're right because I'm sick of this team, and it's
all
time
right,
for
Al,
Lovie Smith
on,
to go.
Come on,
that's
Al.
The only way we're going to get rid of this loser is by losing out.
Calpo,
now, come on now. No, build a bridge to get over it. You got to think positive. Is the glass half full or half empty? Which one is it?
Well,
we're
I can tell
sure.
you right now, it's half empty because without Brian Urlacher, and God knows he's not the same guy. God knows he's old man winner. But
he runs the show.
He runs
yes,
the
he
show.
Yes, he does.
There. Without Tim Jennings, a guy who looks like he could have been going to the Pro Bowl or maybe even going to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, we got nothing. You're
yeah, it's too bad. I took you guys to lose against Seattle, but in the overtime against the cheater in Seattle, I was frankly embarrassed and disappointed that I was right. I kind of go with my gut, but they lost to Miami, but the cheater in Seattle finds a way to win because he needs that game to get in the playoffs and just knock the ball down against the Packers, I thought would be a difference when it came down to, you know, the end. And now you guys have made chase the cheater in Seattle for the wild card. And guess who wins the tiebreaker? The cheater.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
You know, the cheater wins it. So, you know, that was a big game for you guys. It was huge. That was a huge. My Cowboys are done. They're spent condoms. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if the vagina New York Giants give out to RG3 and company and the Skins to sneak into the playoffs. The vagina New York Giants got embarrassed.
Yeah,
no. They're the defending champs. They beat the Washington Has-Been Skins. And, you know, the City Brotherly Shove is going to be in the bottom for years. Look at their pumpkin ball team. The 70 Sisters got embarrassed by the pumpkin ball team here in town, the Timber Stiffs. I mean, that city, that state, the home of Pedophile University, is in full regalia.
Hey, Calvote.
Yo.
Yo, it's Clark. I've been listening to your show the last couple days, I think, a few times. I'm asking you about your guy Romo. In fact, I don't even know what his contract situation.
Nasty boy, he's got a couple. Well, I think Imbecile wants to bring him back. Jerry Jones. He does that. I will go off the deep end. I've always said fire Wussy boy, and you get a Nancy boy. You mess up on the hill. You get Holmgren in there as a coach. You bring in Denny Green as general manager. You tell Jerry Jones, listen, go to Belize. We'll call you when there's a trophy presentation or a parade. Other than that,
he's
check him off. Find the checks.
Yeah, Jones isn't going to do that. Come
now,
on.
The whole thing is, look at our Chicago Blackhawks. Look at our, the old man died. The guys came in. The kids came in, and they brought us a ring. They brought us a ring. The Chicago Blackhawks fans. I cried like a baby. 10 feet from where I'm sitting right now, and our Blackhawks won 2010. Look what he did for years. Our Blackhawks were mediocre for years. The old man died, Rocky, and God rest your soul. The boys came in and said, listen, winning has rewards, losing has consequences, and the winning of the reward was a ring, the Lord Stanley in the great state of Illinois, the Chicago City War Organized, kind of home of the 44th. So the Dallas Cowboys have mediocrity since they fired Jimmy Johnson. We've done nothing. We're spent comms in our football league. We're America's nightmare, not America's football team.
Wow. Yeah. That's how
seriously, what have we done? What have we done, gentlemen? You guys have done more than we've done. I mean, I cheer for Laundry. I respect them in the back of jersey. If you were to be number 34 jersey for the Chicago Bears, who is that? It's Sweetness, right? I don't need his name in the back. I cheer for the Laundry. I respect the number in the back, how it affects the Laundry. I don't talk fantasy football here because I don't live in my mother's basement. I cheer for the Laundry. The number I respect, like I respect Sweetness. I respect number 9 for you guys. I respect number 12 for the Steelers. You get my point. But you know what I'm saying? I get fantasy football, but I stand behind the Shield. There's 32 teams in the National Football League. Without the Shield, there's no Chicago Bears, right?
That's right.
No, that's right.
That's all right. Okay. That's why I'm calling your show. I like football. That's why I call it speculation sports. Be speculate, you win, and I talk about all sports. I don't talk pumpkin ball unless I have to. Paint drying, maybe. Control violence, NFL, NHL. You know, we've known to go after NBA, make fun of Major League Baseball, but in the day, I like sports, and, you know, what the hell? It's only sports, right? I mean, you can't take it that seriously. We're not ESPN for the curse.
That's right.
Over there on your show, are you doing the picks for every game? Every
I do. I do all 16 games, whatever it may be. I'm not afraid to be wrong. I have spent condoms. I have Kobe the Kid, the upset, Christmas Kitty. Me and Rugburn, we kick it old school. No music, no commercials, no sponsorships. It's just my voices. You know, we do Cody the Kid, Mew Mew, and Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area. And man, Bill's the Buckets, the Raiders, man. But the point is, we have fun. We don't take ourselves that seriously. I mean, you can't. It's just podcasting, right? It's not the radio.
Right. So I made a bet with my buddy's brother when I was in high school.
Yep.
That's about 15 years ago. He's a Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
And the bet is who's going to win a Super Bowl first. And that
well, you better get the money now because the Cowboys will only time they're going to be there if they're going to be doing a coin flip, and that's it. And they can watch from afar is Lovie Smith. I like Lovie Smith. Tight ass Tice is an embarrassment. Okay. One of them are tight ass Tice. He could be as spectacular as a spent condom or typical as a tampon. Either way, he goes in the garbage. He's a disgrace in the great state of Illinois, and I'm embarrassed that he's out there.
Like Coach, terrible. Anything else?
Well, he's only as good as the crybaby. And you 1 minute he's a Hall of Famer, but you guys have the ability to be good. I think the crybaby reminds me a lot of the ability of Marino, but then he has the Jeff George mentality. And Tice has no idea. He's lost. He thinks he's coaching PB football. You have to be creative in the National Football League every week. You look what they did you guys against the 49ers. They totally confused you guys. They gave you different looks. Your defense was lost. Do you see that from Tice? No. If you know what's coming, then they know what's coming. If you could tell me while you're sitting in your house drinking a beer, whatever it may be, Miller Genuine or Black Label beer, and you know what's coming, then they know what's coming. And that's called mediocrity.
You know it, sir.
I'm serious. I mean, if we're sitting at a bar kicking it old school, looking at the good-looking snatch in the bar, but you can go, oh, here comes that pass, tight-ass Tice got that blank look on his face, like Kobe the Kitty does when he wants to give him chicken because he likes peanut butter. You're like, forget about it. Forgot about it. Don't worry about it. Tight-ass Tice, I'll give you some pizza, deep stuff. Don't worry about it. Kick it old school. Tight-ass Tice, you're an imbecile. Go back to New York City, Long Island. I never forgot about it.
All right, brother. Thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciated talking with you here. Tell our listeners, when can we find your show?
Well, it's Coppo Radio, COWPOTE. It's on the weekends, the big show with Bill Clinton, man, all the characters, yahoo, because I did not have sexual life, and Dr. Calpo on the weekend where we talk open form. We read about it, we bitch about it, and then me and Rugburn, and then we do speculation sports. We do the you do over under for fun numbers, fake money. You know, we don't take, you know, just kind of fun. Yep. We have our spend columns of the week, but we don't take ourselves that seriously. It is commercial means we podcasting. We Twitter, we Twitter, we tweet your show. I support all podcasters on Blog Talk Radio, and I simulcast on TalkShoe as well at the same time. That's a free network. So I'm on two networks at the same time, TalkShoe and Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. All right. What's your handle over on Twitter?
Calport at Twitter.com. It's just my Twitter. I mean, I tweeted your show. I support all podcasts.
Thanks,
we're all the same game.
Earlier, we'll retweet you for our listeners as well. Again,
I appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work. I hope I'm wrong, but I think my spend economy upset part of that. Here in the great state of Minnesota, they've given up on I'm on the bagwagon with the personal ass licker, Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, and Sid Harman, I guess. Ponder's the future. They don't want him. They can have Nancy Boy. I will take Ponder in Dallas, Texas. And when we win a ring, they can kiss my ass. So, gentlemen, from the great state of Minnesota, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, brother.
Later, brother. Pander is heading to Dallas.
I think that would be a mistake, to be honest. I don't think Ponder's very good.
I don't either.
No, I think Ponder's bad.
To be official, I'm going to give his show a call. Hopefully I can call him next week and tell him that, hey, we got him. We can beat Minnesota still.
I don't think so.
Yes, we can.
I agree with the cow guy there. And by God, man, if I'm on a lot of painkillers and alcohol. My head is spinning. It was like a tornado just came through here.
But you kind of want to listen, maybe.
Oh, yeah. No, I enjoyed it. I just I don't know what the hell we were talking about.
Right on.
The Bears I love, the Bears I have been a fan with of my entire life, I almost wish, I am right on that line of wishing for total failure and seeing a total collapse and seeing this team not make the playoffs because it's falling apart. Phone's ringing.
Oh. Something's breaking in here, Al.
I was making a point.
I don't know what happened.
I'm very distracted tonight. I apologize, people. Yeah, okay.
All right, go ahead, continue.
I'm serious. My mind is blown right now. It is like, whoa, what happened? Like, what happened in that game? Because I was right there with it, and then out next thing you know, they're flying over here. They're driving 98 yards. They're driving another 98 yards.
Yeah.
There's a miracle touchdown. There's a touchdown we should have stopped. There's
yep.
a touchdown that maybe wasn't a touchdown, but clearly was a touchdown. The game was over. I turned the radio on. The game wasn't over. They were tweeting. I'm turning it back on, but the game was over because it was clearly over.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the Bears are without Brian Urlacher, their middle linebacker, the key to that defense, the linchpin, the commander, the field general of that team.
And it sounds like he's done.
It sounds like he's done. Well, and, for this year or the
Well,
playoffs.
Is he going to be back in a Bears uniform? We have a call.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he will be. Right? Yeah.
We'll talk about that. He has to be. Who else is going to want him?
Yeah, you're right. And hometown discount. Come back for one more year.
He knows the system, and his value is as the field general out there. He doesn't have that value with any other team but Chicago. With any other team, he's just an old man linebacker.
There you go.
He'll be back.
Hey, we got a caller from the 708. Hey there, caller from the 708. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Second-time caller.
Welcome. What's your name, sir?
This is JB.
What's up, JB? There he is. What's up, bud?
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. I'm great. I'm just stepping out to call in. Did you hear Dale Sweeney got shot today?
I did hear that. You heard who shot him?
Robin Yount.
It wasn't today. It was within the last few days. Yeah, Robin Yount. Famed third baseman, right, for the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yes.
Third base?
I guess. I don't know. I just heard he got shot.
That's who
was
shot
Was it
him.
A BB?
No, it was the same thing as
the Dick Cheney.
Quail hunting.
Yeah.
Again, quail hunting.
Wow.
It leads me to believe
that Dale Sweeney's a hell of a hillbilly.
Yeah. No, he is. Leads me to believe that quail hunting
is kind
of...
Is Dale Swain dead?
No,
he just got shot in the ear and in the back.
The shrapnel from these guns.
Did he lose part
guns?
Of his ear? Does he have a Mick Foley going now?
I haven't seen any pictures yet.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Let's go quail hunting next week. The three of us.
Let's do it.
Yeah, make sure that Scotty's running the booth that night. This is JB. He's the greatest karaoke jockey in the history of his hometown, but here in Chicago, he's number five. JB, you do a fine job here as number five. I mean, it's a big city.
Yeah, no, it's actually.
Congratulations on number five.
Five is a good number.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. Still number one in Central Lakeview, so.
Wow, that's good.
That's good. Area. Around, I got the rest of Chicago, part of the suburbs.
Yeah. On Sheffield from Belmont to school, he is the best.
He's the best,
yeah.
No question.
There's one other bar that never has karaoke there.
Right.
Anyway, yep. JB, worst sports team name in history, what you got?
Oh, man, I was thinking about that, you know. I have to go with the Lookouts.
Who are
I think it's like Tennessee. It's some minor league team.
All right.
I think that's a stupid name.
Minor league baseball, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're called the Lookouts.
The Lookouts. I kind of like the Lookouts.
Yeah.
You always got to have a good lookout.
How about this? When the Rockford minor league team got the Cubs,
yeah.
they went by the name the Rockford Cubbies. Single A Cubbies.
Oh yeah, that's dumb.
Like and it was literally you yeah. called them the Cubbies, not the Cubs, the Cubbies.
Like you're a Cubs fan with complete embarrassment. Like, not only because you're associated with the Cubs, but because
yeah.
you're the... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Brutal. That's bad.
Wait, doesn't Rockford have a hockey team called the Ice Hogs?
They do. They're the AAA, basically, the affiliate with the Chicago Blackhawks. They're a rival of the Chicago Wolves and the Peoria Icemen.
Wow. The information.
And there's no Wolves in Chicago.
The Wolves are.
I don't know, but there's no Wolves.
That might be a bad name. There are some Coyotes now. Have you heard the reports? What? Coyotes all over the city.
I work at a cemetery, for Christ's sakes. Of course there's Coyotes, and there's Wolves, too.
There's Gypsies, too.
Don't come on. Let's not talk about them.
All right. Well, I got to get back to work, guys.
JB's literally working right now.
Yes. Go get some songs on, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call.
Love you. Can't wait for that rockin' holiday tour either, Clark. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, did you hear us talk about it earlier?
Yeah. I was checking the I was today just going checking the bus, making sure that no vagrants had made their way in there and, you know, nested. So we're good.
All right.
Totally good.
Cool, brother. Thanks for the ring.
Bye.
Catch you soon.
That was good to hear from our friend JB there.
Always is. Always is.
Can I do the plug this time?
Yeah, you had a plug here.
All right.
Talk good about me.
All right. Back by popular demand, it's the Rockin' Holiday Lights Tour. Strap on your surge protector and hop on board. High wattage Holiday Lights Tour. Everyone is buzzing about Christmas trivia. Mobile Marioki, complimentary hot cocoa and cookies. See the Zoo Lights, Daily Plaza, the Meg Mile, and more. Post beverages at Trader Todd's included. And the tour is with our very own Clark Lorenzen, co-host of the legendary Larcher and Lorenzen Sports
Show. I'll tell
you,
it's going to be one of the best things. One of my favorite parts of the tour, of course, is going by Daily Plaza with a Chris Kindle market. Oh, it's fantastic. The tree this year that's down there is a California spruce. 64 foot tall. That's all I'm going to tell you now.
Ooh.
I won't tell you which family won it. I won't tell you where it's from.
Here's a little warning for you.
Until the tour.
Never bend over around Carolina spruce.
No, you can. It's just it's just a Christmas tree. Out.
Well, don't bend over around. Is it California spruce or is it Carolina spruce? They're both horrible people.
Yes.
You know, last time I went to the Daily Center, and this isn't sports-related, and God knows we're a sports show, I went down there, and there was a whole shop dedicated to ornaments.
A shop dedicated to ornaments?
Yeah, like tree ornaments. They had ones that looked like peppers. They had one, Julius peppers. They had one that looked like cupcakes. They had one that looked like, the guy almost looked like you. Was one that looked like you.
Nice.
But they have the ornaments.
I appreciate it. Did you get that one?
Shaped like anything. You
That's
want a
the
unicorn
you
orange
gotten, yeah.
Gate? You go there.
All right. Fair enough.
So back to the point I was making.
About
the Bears.
Yeah.
I want them to lose out because, hear me out, we're not going to win many games without Brian Urlacher. We're not going to win much without Tim Jennings. Unless this offensive line has played like they did last week, and let's give them credit, they played well. Then we still have that problem. We still have all kinds of problems. And if we're going to keep being this, I don't know. I just want a fresh start. I really feel that way. Like, I'm ready to hit the reset button. I'm ready to take that leap and go, ooh, this is over. Forget about these hopes and dreams. Forget about this cast. Let's start over. Let's get a new football mind in there. Let's maybe get a different thought process in our defense. Maybe go to a 3-4. You draft a 3-4 linebacker.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to – I don't want a 3-4, by the way. I think it's a horrible defense. But always keep your 4-3 out there. But, you know, maybe we get an offensive-minded coach, someone creative, someone fun, someone interesting.
What would it take for Lovie
to get fired?
To be done.
Not make the playoffs. It's as simple as that.
Okay. He makes the playoffs and he's back?
Yes. Yes, ugh. Absolutely.
Ugh.
No question.
No.
No question about
one
it.
One and done.
Even one and done, he's back.
All right.
He's your
I don't know. Somebody offensive-minded. I mean, the guy that I've always had in the back of my mind, the rumor that he's waiting out for it, is Bill Cowher.
Oh, would you
He's
love
over there
Bill
at CBS.
Cowher.
Oh, my, the mustache does it. You know,
yeah.
Chicago.
Well, Chicago loves a good mustache.
Yeah. Mustaches win championships. Phil Jackson.
Right.
Coach Q.
Yeah.
I think Ozzie had a flipping little mustache, too. Yeah. Dale Swaim should grow a mustache.
That would probably.
Yes.
And there's a guy who's never going to win anything. And he doesn't have a mustache. Dave Wannstedt.
That's a Photoshop browser.
Yeah.
Had
a
mustache. Yeah.
He didn't win much.
He made the playoffs.
He's won like once.
Yeah.
Dave Wannstedt was horrible. What a bad football coach. He did well, though. He, like, moved on to college, and he coached Pittsburgh. And
He didn't do so. He lost that gig, too.
He did.
Yeah,
now,
he's
then,
back in the pros,
I think he's
as
like
a defensive
Buffalo
coach again, right?
Yeah.
All of our coaches end up in Buffalo. Detroit and then Buffalo, it seems.
You know, Marv Levy's a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
Loves the Bears.
Remember a few years back after he retired?
Yeah.
He was on our local Comcast station postgame for a little while.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's a brilliant football mind. But then they called him back, and he interned, coached for a minute, and then became their GM again, and now he's gone again.
Yeah.
I think he's back home. He's back here.
He might be here now. Maybe we'll have to get him out.
Coming
the
to
show.
Chicago for retirement? I appreciate that.
I do, too. He loved the cold. He always looked like an old man who loved being in the cold. That guy, you know?
Yes, he did.
Like taking his grandson for a walk through the park on the coldest day of the year just to prove they're men.
Yep.
That was Marv Levy. They need more coaches like him. Chicago needs a Marv Levy.
Yeah, we do.
I'll take one.
Not Marv Levy, though. The man's 100.
Chicago needs a George Halas.
We've had a George Halas. Now we need a Roebuck. We've had our Sears. Now we need the Roebuck.
There you go. Or a Montgomery Ward.
Maybe it was Ward who was buried across the street. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is that cool?
You want to move on? Is that what you
did? You like that?
The
I don't
spin?
Think they heard me do it. I was like,
no, that was good transition.
You read my lips. I'm like,
yeah, I think you whispered it too, though. I think you were like, Cliff.
Yeah, I think I was too. Hey, Cliff calling in. Hey, Cliff, how you doing, brother? We're with our MMA guy, I believe. Is this Cliff?
No, actually, this is Wes, your Seattle Seahawks fan.
What?
What?
Yes! No!
Yes!
No!
No! As Clark goes running toward a Cliff.
He'll be calling in today. Seahawks fan, less USOB.
Oh, what an upset for Clark.
Oh, things are good. Things are good.
Why on earth would you be calling?
So I bet you the balls on
Why are you calling?
The hair on your balls are standing tall today.
I don't know. I thought I was actually ordering Pequods, but apparently.
Oh, this son of a
that's
bitch.
Something else.
Pardon my language.
Hey, Pequods. Right. Oh, it's a win.
Wes and I made a bet. I owe him a Pequods dinner. Anything of his choice, beers included.
Why?
The full works.
You took the Bears?
Of course I took the Bears. You took the Bears last week, Al.
I wanted to believe, Clark. I wanted to believe.
Wes.
And it was a good game. It was a good game, but. That overtime was just too much for that old tired, I hate to say it, but the old tired defense there. And I mean, when a rookie quarterback runs 71 yards on Yezin.
Hey, Pequods.
I do have Cliff on now, just so you know he's on.
All right. Let me. I need to give this guy some crap.
We'll get to you in a second. We got Wes here.
What are you, Wesley, what are you going to do when this kid gets hurt because he's constantly running out of the pocket? What then? Who's going to be talking big then?
Well, I mean, are we talking Russell or are we talking RG3? Because that's going to be his problem, too. He's already been concussed once. But
I'm not worried about RG3. I'm talking about this little weasel, Wilson.
Oh, come on. He's short. He's cute. He's a ton of Wheaties box. He'll be fine.
If I recall, the last time you were on our show, you were wondering why in the hell Flynn wasn't in there.
No, and I still am. I mean, I like the kid. I'm not saying he's not the future, but he's still a rookie. And he's still, you know, I hate this idea of throwing him to the wolves, and we're paying Flynn all that great money. Maybe he should play. And so, you're right, the whole possibility of him getting hurt, that's huge, because if he is our future, you don't want him to go down in the year one.
So is Flynn the worst GM move of the year? In hindsight.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could have thought of better ways to spend $10 million.
Me
but
too.
I'm just curious. I mean, he's going to make a great. I mean, he's a great backup, but I kind of would like to see him in action. I mean, Wilson won over, but that was all preseason, and preseason is not regular season. So I mean,
that's an interesting point, Wes. Preseason isn't regular season.
Yeah. So I mean, I still want to see him. I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen to Russell, but I almost wish he would, you know. Get a little turf toe maybe, and then we could see Flynn in action.
Wow, what a weird wish.
Wes, I'm going to – when you come in, we'll have a good time over there at Pequod's.
We will. It'll be a good time.
That sound good? You still having drinks these days?
I am. I'm
good.
We'll
have to have a couple of those. Pequod's does a fine job.
Maybe I'll stop by and order an appetizer.
That'll work. No, you can join us, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a two-guy.
Of course. No, it's a family affair. It's a friendly thing.
All right. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, coming in now, our UFC guy, Cliff, our MMA guy. Hey, Cliff, what's going on, brother?
Yo, what's up, guys? How are you feeling?
Good. Say hi to Wes. He's out in the Northwest.
Wes, man. Yeah, I was just over here, and I think I'm going to be joining you and Clark and Al at Pequod's also.
Oh, yeah. Make it a big thing. I mean, Clark's mine, so bring all your friends, bring all your families. It's going to be good times.
I don't
well,
know if
anytime I get to
friend,
see
family.
Anytime I get to see dad. Clark lose a bet, I'm in.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna turn this over here, and we're gonna do some UFC on Fox picks with Cliff here in just a second. But first, Wesley, one of our listener wants to know Super Bowl predictions. Wesley, what's your Super Bowl prediction?
Well, it's not Seahawks. Come on, I mean, I'm a realist. I may love my Hawks, but it's not gonna be Seahawks. Honestly, I really out of nowhere, Houston is looking great, so I put them in there. Other than that, it's kind of up for grabs. It's pretty much the same, you know, the same guys. I don't predict the future. I'm not Swami. I don't predict the future.
Do you think the Redskins like really stand a chance out there?
No, absolutely not. No. There's no team around them.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
You're talking about the NFC. You're talking about the Falcons,
Giants, Packers,
Giants.
I hate to say
Packers. I don't think the Packers do it. Bears. Their defense is just beat up, and if Urlacher's out for the season, then that's just another fail.
And I want to say for the AFC, I want to throw Denver in there as well.
I think Denver has a hell of a chance.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they have a great defense going on.
Peyton Manning is playing.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, is he too old to keep it up? I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
No.
All right.
Took a year off.
No, I think. I mean, he has it. I just don't know. You know. I mean, is the team ready? I mean, they're doing great with Peyton Manning behind the wheel. But once they hit playoffs, it's just like comparing preseason to regular season. Now then, you got postseason. That's a whole new ball game too.
Yeah. Hey, Wesley, thanks for calling in. I guess we appreciate it. I mean,
well, at least one of you appreciate it.
Real quick, you and Cliff, I have a coin here to win a free button as soon as our buttons come in, once we order them. The winner of this coin will get a free button on us. Since Cliff came on second, I'm going to have him call it in the air. Cliff, call it in the air.
Heads.
Best game ever on a radio
show. It is
show.
Heads, right?
Heads it is. Cliff, big winner. You get
it. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
You can't win twice in 1 week there, Wes.
Yeah.
All right. Take it
easy,
bro. All right,
fellas. It's been fun.
Thanks for the call.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Oh, that's your thing. I don't mean to steal it. Cliff!
That's not mine.
Yo!
Hey, what's up, Cliff? How are you, man?
I'm good. So...
It's weird to not have
you
here with us.
Coming up.
What's that?
So what do you guys know about this fight card coming up?
I know that Diaz is a fighter who is in this fight.
I know I'm
not.
That's true.
Al is not yet on it. I believe that there's a man named Benson that is fighting against him.
Yes, indeed.
Former The Ultimate Fighter coach, BJ Penn, is on this card.
You said BJ.
Correct.
Yeah, Cliff. How you doing, man?
All right.
What I was trying to say earlier is it feels weird having you away from the show calling in. You're normally here in studio.
Yeah, no, I'm just worried you guys can hear me mouth breathing over the phone. There's a little bug going around the house, so it's probably better I'm not in the studio.
Yeah, no, you sound horrible.
Are you right now currently chasing the bug around?
Come on, Clark, don't be silly.
All right, fair enough. What do you think about the fight coming up, brother?
All right, man. Rundown. First of all, I think this is the best card we've had all year. From the main event all the way down to the undercard, all the fights are solid. I'm super excited about this. I'll give you the rundown on the three main fights on the card, the way I see it, how the chips are going to fall. Let's start with Alexander Gustafsson versus Mauricio Shogun Hua. Now, Alexander Gustafsson, a lot of people don't know him. He's a light heavyweight fighter. He's an up-and-comer. A lot of people are really rallying to see him get a title shot against John Jones. He's a very rangy fighter, excellent striking, and an even better ground game. So he's taking on the old 205-pound champ, Shogun, who's an awesome fighter, but I think Gustafsson he's going to be more hungry. He's coming in hungrier. I'm predicting Gustafsson by late fight, probably third round TKO.
Late fight, third round TKO.
TKO.
You got it.
Is that what you got there?
TKO.
That's a light heavyweight bout, right?
Yes. Yeah. Light heavyweight, 205 pound weight class.
I didn't hear you.
It's not for a belt. It's an up and comer versus a former champion. So it's a really good test for the up and comer, you know?
Oh, for sure. So you're taking, I'm sorry, I missed that, Shogun.
No, I'm taking Gustafson.
Gotcha.
Alexander Gustafson.
Hey, Cliff.
So,
hey, Cliff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if they need a belt, they could fight over mine. I've been wearing this belt for like a year. So just
I'll get a note to their people. I'll get in contact with their people.
Cliff, he sprained his ankle or something the other day, so he's on these pain meds and booze tonight.
Holy boy.
Excellent.
Excellent.
That's always a safe combination.
What else you got for us tonight, Cliff?
All right, BJ Penn versus Rory McDonald. BJ Penn, for sure, a future Hall of Famer. He will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's just a matter of when. He's taking on Rory McDonald. They're calling him GSP 2.0. Real young kid, another up-and-comer, but he's demolishing everybody they put in front of him. So BJ Penn usually fights at 155. He had a few fights at 170 and actually did win the belt there at one point, but it was a very short stint. I think BJ Penn, with these next two fights, with this fight and the main event, we see a similar theme. I think BJ Penn is the more technical fighter. I also think he's the more aggressive fighter, and he's the meaner guy. Rory McDonald is the bigger, stronger, better athlete with probably better wrestling. So,
all right,
I want to see BJ Penn win for nostalgia's sake, and I hope he pulls it off because I don't necessarily care for Rory McDonald's personality. I think he's pretty cocky and very egotistical, which, I mean, you have to be to a certain extent to be a fighter. But this guy, I would love to see him have a little humble pie on Saturday night. Unfortunately, like I said, I don't know. BJ hasn't been real consistent lately. I think we see a unanimous decision, Rory McDonald.
Who's the guy? Who's the aggressive one?
BJ Penn. BJ Penn, like, you see these, there's two different types of guys. There's guys that fight, and then they're like, then there are fighters. BJ Penn is a fighter. You know, he loves it. I remember one fight, he got a lot of blood on him from his opponent, and he's literally licking the blood off of his gloves from, his opponent's blood off of his gloves.
I got that. I'm taking that guy.
He's just a mean, nasty fighter, and he's they don't call him the prodigy for anything. The guy is a phenom. But he is an older guy now as far as his fighting career goes, and I think, again, we're going to see the younger, stronger, better-conditioned athlete come out on top. Unfortunately, I'm a huge BJ Penn fan, so I'm hoping he pulls it out.
All right, yeah. I'm with you there. Want to go on to your – this is your third and final pick of UFC.
Third and final pick, Benson Henderson versus Nate Diaz. Again, same thing. You've got a really big, strong, excellent wrestler, big for the weight class. Benson Henderson, he's a smart fighter. He's an excellent wrestler, and he's even said himself cutting – to 145, he's not going to be able to do it too much longer. It's really hard on his body. He's a big guy for 145 pounds, and he has the belt right now. He is the champion. So Nate Diaz is coming in. He's been looking like a wrecking ball. He is demolishing people that are supposed to beat him, and it doesn't even look competitive when he's in the ring with him. He's beating him up. He has better boxing than Benson Henderson, better Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and I think he's also the meaner, more aggressive fighter. That being said, again, I see the bigger wrestler taking him down and grinding out a decision, unfortunately. If it goes to the judge's decision, Benson Henderson is for sure going to get the nod because he is the champ and because of his style. He has a heavy top game style, meaning once the fight hits the floor, he's going to be on top. And Nick Diaz, even though he might not be taking damage from the bottom, that doesn't look good to the judges, you know?
Yeah.
So if Nate is to win, I would say it would probably be via submission, probably guillotine choke off of his back late in the fight, probably round 4 or 5. This is a 5-rounder because it is a title fight.
I'm going to need a decision, 4 or 5 tonight.
Okay. I said that, I would say it if Nate is to pull it off. However, I'm calling Benson Henderson by decision.
Oh, okay. I got you. Cool.
And these picks have been hard for me, man.
Sounds like it's
going to
be a hell of a fight by your decision there.
It's going to be awesome. Nate, the thing I like about Nate Diaz, he's even said, he came out publicly and said, hey, look, if it goes to a decision, no way I'm getting the nod. You know, no way I'm going to win a decision from the judges against this guy. And he is right about that. If he's going to win, he has to finish the fight.
And he knows it, which is important.
Yeah.
This isn't the
same Diaz who got in the trouble with the marijuana.
Nice. This is his younger brother.
Yeah, younger brother was on the season with Cole, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Nate was on season 5?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
You got it. Nick and Nate are both from Stockton. They have very similar styles, and they're both ass beaters, man. You know, they go to work. You know, they get in there and they're not trying to win decisions or win a kickboxing point match or trying to wrestle somebody to a decision. They're going out there trying to hurt their opponents, you know. So they're really fan-friendly type of style, you know.
Cliff.
But what I do think is interesting is if Nate Diaz wins this fight, they will probably, I think they will probably give a title shot to his older brother, Nick Diaz, against George St. Pierre. Just, I mean, from a marketing standpoint, how great would that be to have two brothers as champions?
Hey, Cliff, real quick.
No, that'd be cool.
Yes.
That'd be really cool.
This is a free event, right? This isn't on pay-per-view. This is on regular television?
This is on Fox, yes.
And who broadcasts these things? Who are the announcers?
Who are the announcers?
Yeah, who do we have to look for in the booth?
You know, for the pay-per-views, it's usually Joe Rogan and Mike Goldberg. But for the cable ones, they've been using a couple different guys. One of them is a recently retired UFC veteran named Kenny Florian. And he's getting better and better. He's coming into his own. So they're not using any of the guys from, they're MMA announcers. So they're probably not guys that you would recognize necessarily.
Cool. Yeah, fair enough. I got that. For the record, I'd like to make a bet with you. Maybe we'll call it Kuman's dinner.
Down, definitely.
On UFC? All right. Then here are my picks. In the main event, I am taking Diaz in round 4 by guillotine.
All right. Okay.
You took Henderson by decision.
Correct.
All right. You're taking Gustafson over Shogun late in the third round, TKO. I'm taking Shogun. I'm taking Shogun in the second.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then you McDonald beating Penn, unanimous decision. And I have Penn winning in the first round with a triangle choke.
Nice. I like that.
Triangle.
I tell you what, even if I lose that bet, I will be so happy that those guys won. I will gladly take you to Kuma's Corner.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a great event.
And if Clark wins, you'll have to include me in that. And if you win, Clark's going to have to include me in that as well. So
it sounds like it's perfect. That makes sense. I see that.
Cliff, thanks for calling in, man. I just want to say I had a blast with you in studio last week with Cole. That was really, really good time over here.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I had an awesome time. And actually, I just dropped him off at the airport on Tuesday, and I'm going to be down in Georgia for Christmas. He's going to be in my home city as well, kicking it down there. And he said he might just ride back up and spend New Year's. So who knows? Maybe we can get him back on in the studio.
Yeah, let's get him back on. Maybe we'll call him some other time. But, hey, Cliff, thanks for calling in.
All right, man. I will see you guys next week to discuss my winnings.
Sounds good, brother.
You know,
all right, y'all have a good one.
Take care, brother. I once met a guy named Good Times. It was really annoying. He was not a good time, but he kept, like, he had to tell you his name. Like, we were on an elevator. He's like, hey, how you doing? Good Times. And he'd point to himself.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, all right.
And anyone who has to say that they're good times.
Right.
They're not good times.
No. Like, but anytime something was going good, he'd point to himself and go, good times. Like, he was taking credit for it. It was really annoying.
Yeah. 347-945-6131. We're still asking you the terrible professional sports team names. Give us a call. Anything you'd like to talk about these Bears real quick? I am going to be mentioning the Northern Illinois University Huskies here tonight on the show. They made the Orange Bowl, my friend.
They did.
Much
some controversy.
Much to the disgust of a lot of national media and what have you.
And what have you.
I will say this, for the record, they made it.
They made it.
Based on the rules given with the BCS, the way it is, it's been known to be a broken system. They made the Orange Bowl fair and square.
As we learned from Wes earlier, there's preseason, there's the regular season, and there's postseason. And this team made the postseason.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And that Jordan Lynch, I'm telling you, he's something to watch. It'll be nice. It'll be nice to see him get a real test with like a with a major program, things like that. I don't see it being a throwaway game like a lot of the national audience is seeing.
No,
there.
It's gonna be a fight, and you know I'm gonna be cheering on.
Oh yeah,
the Huskies.
I've been retweeting on our page a little bit from the local papers out there in DeKalb. As you know, I grew up about 20 minutes from there. That was the place that we went to go watch college football.
Really?
It was great. Fantastic, and they've really built that program up in the last few years. They've been in the championship for the MAC the last couple
years. So you
feel
like almost like you're a part of this, you know?
I was very excited when I found out on Sunday.
Like, how excited? Like, where were you when the news broke?
It was 10 minutes after the Bears had lost.
Okay, so you're a little down.
Sources were coming in. Our sources were coming into me, letting me know. So I went ahead and gave my dad a call. My dad, I brought him up last week. He's one of the biggest Northern Illinois football fans that I know. And we always talk about it here and there. I haven't had a chance to watch him that much this year with tours and what have you.
Right.
But I did see that championship game, and that quarterback, he's a beast. He only chose Northern. A lot of other schools, bigger schools, were looking at him to be a receiver or maybe a running back or something.
Right.
He chose Northern because they would let him play quarterback.
All right.
And he's a Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
And I say that kind of loosely because I don't think there's a chance. Well, yes, it's Johnny Football for one, and I mean, they're a 12-1 mid major. A lot of people are upset that they made it.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm not happy
about.
Though?
Why? How come in basketball, when a team from nowhere makes it, it's a big deal. Everyone gets excited. Yeah. But when a small football team, people get mad. Why?
Well, do you want to know what happened? You know how it works with the ranking system. Did you hear that they made it because they finished 16th or higher, and they were ahead of one of the qualifying conferences champion, and that's why they're in. Some of the schools from the Big 12, because they wanted Oklahoma to get in, actually voted Northern down at like 19 and 24, which they were ranked 20th before that. And a lot of those coaches voted them that low just to try to keep them out and to try to keep this from happening.
So stupid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the name of the game and it's the name of their game. A lot of the pieces fell into place, such as Wisconsin rolling over Nebraska. That was huge news helping them get in. UCLA losing, big news to help them get in. There were a few other losses that just fell into place, and now Northern Illinois University, just an hour and 20 minutes outside of town, right there.
Right there.
They are in. Congratulations to the Northern Illinois Huskies.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations to the Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, because they're only about 40 minutes away.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're a hell of a team, and they're number one. Not to rain on your parade. Not
I would imagine if we're doing a Chicago sports radio talk show, we should talk up Northern Illinois. Or I'm sorry, Notre Dame.
A little bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. We'll bring it on. The college postseason doesn't play for another month and a half before we get to that national championship game. So we'll bring it up then, make some chili. We'll talk about it then. Hey, real quick from listener Brent in the chat room, we're going to pull it back to the Bears just for a quick minute here. He says Urlacher out for the season. Is a good thing. Who's going to help up Aaron Rodgers? And who's going to slap Danielle Manning a high five?
That's funny. I don't care who you are, that ride dirt bike.
Listener Brent, seriously, you're that upset about it?
No way.
No, who cares?
I mean, yeah.
Who cares? But that's so funny.
That is funny.
Who care who you are.
Nice job.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Are we done?
No, we got another 2 hours.
Oh, okay. All
it's
right.
It's
the
marathon tonight.
I wanted to get into... there's 10 seconds left, Buck.
We're not going another 2 hours, but we're going to go for another 10 minutes.
Really?
What did you want to get into? If you wanted to get into something, let's roll.
Well, number one, I don't think we're going to be able to stop Adrian Peterson this week.
If we did it before, why can't we now?
We don't have Urlacher.
That's it.
We don't have Tim Jennings. No. Have you ever seen teams run against us?
How long is Jennings out?
I don't know. Too long. Maybe 2 weeks. I've heard the season. You know, at this point, you hear rumors. Hey, Percy Harvin's going to be out for the Minnesota.
Yeah, he's done for the season.
So,
yep.
At least we got that going for us, but it's going to be ugly.
Fair enough.
And then another thing I wanted to get to, or not get to, but the thing Cliff brought up, you know, the announcers, this is a brand new sport. These guys are setting the tone for what professional UFC fighting is going to be for the future of announcing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting to maybe see how these things are called and start looking into that stuff because they're setting a standard. And maybe they were setting the wrong standard, like that idiot Joe Rogan. God, I hate him. I hate him with a passion.
Is that just because of his show?
Who?
Just because of that Fear Factor
show? You know what it is.
Don't worry about
that.
He's
a prick on that.
He was
annoying. Joe Rogan over there.
Well, you obviously watched it.
No, I didn't. As soon as I realized I hated that guy and I was watching people eat cockroaches, I was out of there.
Wow.
He's just annoying. He's just really like one of those people who get under my skin. Are we getting the cane? Is this the proverbial cane? The music? I think it is, right?
Yeah.
This is the signal I gotta stop talking. I finally am coming out of this painkillers. I'm waking up. I'm coming
Thank
out
you
of
for
my
waking up.
And now it's over.
Yeah.
I had that guy on in the beginning. What was his name? Crazy Cowboy Patty Poke.
Thank you to Calport Radio.
Calport, nice fella, but my God, I was dizzy. And we are the City of Corruption, and we're proud of it. Jay Cutler's not a crybaby. He's our crybaby.
He's my guy. You know that. I wanted to bring it up to him. I'm going to call him up and call him out on it out over on his show. You might have been able to understand him when he was talking about it.
Yeah.
Could you?
Somewhat.
Almost. It was like in code.
Yeah.
I've heard guys on the old CB talking. Like,
I'm a Freemason cleaner. And I couldn't figure it out.
Wow. That's impressive. Thank you to, Wesley, Seahawk fan Wesley, hijacking my Cliff bit.
That was funny.
Oh,
it was
man,
good timing.
That was amazing.
Yeah, the best timing of the night.
How about it? And of course, thank you to Cliff with his MMA pick. I'm making a lot of bets on food.
JB?
JB called in. That was great.
Joe Paleo shared us. Thanks, Joe.
Casey out there in the chat room. And Brent. Brent's there, too. Thank you so much for the call, listener Brent. Guys, we appreciate it.
Peace and love.
We're going to be back next week.
I hope, right?
Yeah. I think Eric might be coming by.
Oh.
Again.
Yeah. Let's sing the intro. Then we won't be discombobulated right from the beginning.
Yep, folks. You know where to find us every single Wednesday night at 8:30. We are the Larcher and Lawrenson Show. You can find us on iTunes by looking up the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. Subscribe to us there. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com/LarcherandLawrenson, on Twitter @LarcherLawrenson, and on the Facebook we are www.facebook.com/LarcherandLawrenson. Like us, become a fan. We're gonna be giving things away here in the near future, and we do appreciate you listening tonight.
Can I just leave you with this?
Yeah.
I just got a text from Aaron Wishnoff. He doesn't listen. He's not paying attention. Yeah, they suck. Well, better luck next year. Fuck, would be an embarrassment in the playoffs. Got a bad feeling Adrian Peterson is going to light it up against the Bears Sunday. I think it's going to be ugly. I'm leaving you with that.
I think he's... As always, the show is brought to you by the Rockin' Holiday Lights Tour. Again, strap on your surge protector and hop on board the High Wattage Holiday Lights Tour. Everyone is buzzing about. It's right here in Chicago, Illinois at Trader Todd's. Christmas trivia, complimentary hot cocoa and cookies. You can see the zoo lights, the crisp Kindle Market,
at the Dealey Plaza and the Christmas tree this year, the Colorado Spruce.
Don't bend over around Colorado Spruce.
And more. The Boats Tour beverage, of course, is included at Trader Todd's. It runs Thursdays through Fridays. Call Virginia or Sarah at 773-348-3250. Thanks, Larcher Lorton.
I'm a tree.
Good night.